Hi, this is ESPN's Dave Lamont, and you're listening to the Sports Objective Podcast, the unofficial podcast of the Pirates.
What is going on, Pirate Nation? Welcome into the Sports Objective. We really appreciate everyone tuning in whenever and however you're watching or listening, whether it's on YouTube, Facebook, or pretty much anywhere podcasts are found, you can listen to us. Also, be sure to follow us on social media on Twitter and TikTok at the Sports OBJ, on Instagram at the Sports Objective. Like and follow us on Facebook and subscribe to our YouTube channel. We're here in the dog days of summer. It's 4th of July weekend. We hope you and yours are enjoying an excellent time wherever you may be. I mean, maybe you're down at the beach, up in the mountains, but wherever you are, we hope you're having an excellent time with friends and family. And as we're here in the dog days of summer, there's so much anticipation for 2022 East Carolina football, as there always is, and rightfully so, with the Pirates coming off a 7-5 campaign a year ago. But today we're actually talking East Carolina Pirate basketball. Coach Schwartz and staff have assembled a very talented, albeit very inexperienced roster, and a lot of excitement for this fall and winter at Minji's Coliseum. And as you take a look at it, there is a lot of international flavor on this roster, and that's not surprising. We heard about Coach Schwartz's international ties when he was hired back in March, and that has certainly come into fruition with this initial roster for Coach Schwartz and staff with ECU basketball. But today we're catching up with Spaniard Valentino Pinedo. He actually played his last season or two of prep ball for Sunrise Christian Academy, very talented and prestigious school out in Bel Air, Kansas, right outside of Wichita. But Valentino is now back in Madrid, Spain, where he has lived since the age of four after being born and spending his first few years of life down in Peru. But very excited for you to hear this conversation that we had with Valentino, and we discuss a variety of topics, his path to East Carolina, and a whole lot more. And let's go ahead and go to that conversation with Valentino Pinedo right now. There'll be a lot of new faces on the East Carolina basketball roster in 22-23, and one of those is Valentino Pinedo, coming to East Carolina from Sunrise Christian out in Kansas, but he is originally from Madrid, Spain, and is now actually back home in Madrid, and he's nice enough to join us this morning. Valentino, we appreciate your time. Tell us how things are going in Madrid and what you're up to right now.
Right now, things are good in Madrid. I'm only here, for a month. Then I'll be practicing with the national team for the under 18 Spain national team this whole month. Then we'll be playing a whole tournament for the European Championship. But things are good here. Here in Madrid is a great competition. So yeah, things are good here in Madrid.
Valentino, if you would, elaborate some on that 18U national team that you're a part of there in Spain. Talk about that experience and how it's made you a better player.
Well, the national team, I started playing with them when I was 13 for the under-13 team. We're mostly practicing until 14. We played a couple of tournaments. Once I was 14, then when I was 15, I was playing with the 16s. We played the European Championship, the under 16. It was good because we won that one. And then this whole year, I've been playing with them. And it was a great experience because it made me a better player. It was like a player development. At the same time, we get to know each other. And we're building like a family over there. It's like, we're trying to play our Spanish style, I'm right now I was the captain for this past 1 year and a half for my generation. It made me a better player because it made me more like a leader, you know. Yeah, that's basically what made me a better player.
You've told us about the team that you're currently playing on, but, you know, take us back to your childhood. You know, when was your first exposure to the game? And then all these years later, how the opportunity came about to come to the United States and Sunrise Christian Academy?
Well, I started playing basketball when I was like 8. And I've been playing for an ACV club until like I was 14, 15. In a city called Murcia. Then I was playing really good there, but I decided to move to Madrid because the competition was weak, I guess, in Murcia. Madrid is like the capital. I stayed in Madrid 2 years. COVID year, it was almost like it doesn't count, so basically 1 year, 1 year and a half. Well, this past year, it was my first year at the States in Sunrise. And it was good because it made me a better player. It's, as you said, it's a very talented program. Very good players go over there. I don't know, practicing were really tough. I was playing with 4 and 5 stars every day. Coaches also, the staff is really good. And the pro line, the whole, is really good.
As you've already mentioned, there's so much talent there at Sunrise Christian. So if you would elaborate on some of those guys you had the opportunity to compete against day in, day out in practice, and how that made you better.
Well, Marks almost plays my position. So I was always guarding him or Grady, because, and it's really tough because a lot of plays were for him, for Grady and for Mark. You know, Grady's a shooter. He got all the off ball screens for him. So when I was with him, I was guarding him. I had to go, like, try to, how do you say this? Like, see? No, I don't know how to say this. Well, the thing is, it was really hard to, like, guard all of them. Because if you leave one of them alone, they'll make a shot. But if you leave the other one alone, they make a shot too. So, and then not only them, the whole team. We have like right now 4 stars. We have 2 5 stars there for 2023. Then we also have some international guys, and they were really tough. One of them is right now committed to Wake Forest. He's Bobby, and he's like 6'10". He's really tough. He's like a wing. Then Jerome, he's like a center, like a center forward. He's like super bouncy. He plays super hard. In a whole, everyone plays super hard. I guess this year made me tougher. It made me play harder because, you know, people in the States think competition in Spain is like weaker. We play more like talented, not like more like a team playing, not like one-on-ones. Like here in the States, I think, yeah, it made me tougher. It made me hard, play hard.
Valentino, if you would, tell us about your recruitment, the schools you were hearing from, in addition to East Carolina. And then I know Coach Riley Davis was the ECU coach that handled your recruitment.
Besides East Carolina, I was getting recruited by Stetson in Florida, then Ball State in Indiana, then UNKC in Kansas City. Those were the ones that actually like were really, really into me. Then I have like a couple more interests from like Eastern Washington, then Portland. What else? I remember right now. Well, yeah, basically I have like offers and interest. Yeah, which is they also came, but they were like watching me playing almost every single week or something like that, or practicing. So it was a close contact, but I didn't really meet the coaching staff. I met Kenny, he's one of the players over there because he would play for Sunrise. He was helping us to prepare for Geico, and he actually came with some of his guys from Wichita State. So we were playing like some runs, to prepare for Geico, and it was really good. And then I met Coach Ray Davis because he's one of my managers, you can say manager's friend. Because I don't have any agent, but he's like a person who really helps me in all the basketball off the court. But yeah, I met him that way. And also Coach Matson, I met him that way too with another friend of mine off the court, you can say.
Valentino, we know you had the opportunity to visit the East Carolina campus back in mid-May. So tell us about that visit. You know, what were the things that impressed you as far as the facilities, the coaching staff, or otherwise?
Well, the first thing that impressed me about my visit was that they all came in a van, like the whole coaching staff, to get me to the airport, And it was really nice because I already talked to some of my guys from Sunrise, how they did the visits, and they barely had the whole staff. Like, I never heard of any of them saying the whole staff was going for them. They were really nice to me. And I feel like it was a great place to stay because the 2-3 days I was in my visit, it felt like home for real. It felt really nice, a really nice place, really cool place. Yeah. And I also like about Coach Mike Schwartz, his defense. Because I consider myself as a defensive player, like a really good defensive player. So the fact that he's like super top on the defensive stuff makes me like also like plus on East Carolina.
Valentino, you bring up Coach Schwartz and this staff's emphasis on the defensive end of the court. So if you would, elaborate a little bit more about everything you bring to the table on defense and how Coach Schwartz and staff see that fitting in to their system.
Well, I guess my length is like 6'11". Like, I'm a 6'7 guy with a 6'11", almost 7-foot wingspan. So yeah, I have like really long arms, and that makes me a really good defender. I can really guard every single position from 1 to 5. I've been doing that on Sunrise. I've been doing that in Spain. I've been doing that in every team I've played for. Like, every team I've played for, they can switch. They can do whatever defense they want to do. And I guess I can fit well in there because, as I said, defense is one of my strengths. I guess I have like a good court vision for like getting steals, knowing where they're going to pass and try to like steal those passes sometimes. So yeah, I know I averaged 2.5 steals. I guess it was because of that, because I have long arms, and I also have like a real good vision for where to go, where to stay in order to like tap passes and steal, you know.
Now, if we can, let's flip over and take a look at things on the offensive end of the court. Tell us what you feel as though your strengths are, and what's a thing or two that you would consider to be a weakness that you would like to improve significantly moving forward.
Well, offensively, I think I'm a guy who can play the post and can play inside out and outside in. I can go on if there's a small guard, or maybe a small guard on me, or like a smaller guy on me, I can like post him. Or if I have a taller guy on me, I can just go outside and attack him in a closeout, or because I feel like fast, you know, one-on-one. But the one thing I need to improve is basically my three-point shooting. I've been practicing this whole time, and I didn't have the chance to shoot a lot in Sunrise because, as I said, almost all the players were for like Grady, Mark, and I don't know, they were kind of having all the show. But I've been practicing a lot this year in my shooting. Yeah, I would say that's one thing I need to improve.
As I watched your highlight film, Valentino, one of the things that really jumped out to me on the offensive end was your ability to attack the basket off the dribble. I know there were several occasions where you had the ball on the wing with shot fake and attack the basket and throw it down with authority. So hopefully we'll be seeing a lot of those types of plays in the years to come during your time at East Carolina.
Yeah, of course, I can dunk the ball. But I guess it's something I need to do more because, as you said, you saw it on my highlights. And it's something I've been doing in practice a lot too, but I need to play stronger to do this because at the NCAA level, D1 level, you need to be stronger to actually do that on games. But yeah, I can do that. I can throw it down. I can dunk it from the perimeter doing that, yeah.
You're 6'7". You talk about that long wingspan. You know, tell us about where you are physically, you know, making that transition from high school ball and international play into the Division I college ranks. You know, what are you currently weighing, and where does the coaching staff want you to be moving into your freshman season with the Pirates?
Well, while I was talking to the staff, they told me it would be great if I was maybe 10 pounds more. Right now, maybe like 220, maybe a bit more because I was 3 weeks on vacation doing on barely anything. But yeah, I guess I'm 220. That was my weight in Sunrise. But they told me I need to put some weight on. Yeah.
Tell us about some of your favorite professional players, you know, be it a guy from Spain or otherwise. Who are some of those guys that you really enjoy watching and maybe even pattern your game after a bit?
Well, I like Pau Gasol. He's like a reference for Spain. He's like maybe GOAT for Spain. And I also like Ricky Rubio. He's now playing, but he's injured, I think, right now. But I like how he plays, his vision, and also his ambition, how he plays. He's a guard for Spain, and he's really, really talented. He's really good. And from Pau Gasol, I like, well, his ambition too, and how he plays, the way he plays, the way he's like a captain, he's like a leader. And yeah, I would say those two from Spain. Then I'll say outside Spain, obviously LeBron James is like the GOAT. But yeah, I would say those two and three.
Talk about that transition going from playing in Spain to playing in the United States. What was that like? And talk about the major differences and just the learning curve there, if you would.
The biggest transition was the way of playing. As I said before, in States it's more like a one-on-one, playing one-on-one. And in Spain it's more like, maybe you can say, tactical. I guess it was kind of weird at first. Even though in Sunrise, the coach tried to like play more in team, but it's not the same in Spain. And then here in Spain, you try to move the ball, look for the mismatch maybe, or look for the advantage to like, you can get the best chance to score. But here it's more like one-on-ones. Yeah, you can try to play for mismatch and get advantage, but it's more of a one-on-one playing style. Yeah, Coach Bart said the same. He's like, at ECU, he's trying to bring that international and European style to States by playing at ECU, and that's why he's recruiting a lot of international guys, so we can like impact the guys from the States, and the guys from the States can impact us too, so we can play like a mix and make it the best we can do.
As far as the current roster, have you had the opportunity to get to know any of your teammates, you know, whether it was on the visit or, you know, via social media?
Not really. I didn't have the chance to meet any of them. Well, yeah, I met one of them. But the rest of them, they were all out. They were not at campus at the time because I did the visit a bit late. It was like May 19, 18, something like that. And there was no one at campus at that moment, only that guy.
I know you really place a big emphasis on your academics and strive to excel there as you do on the court. So, you know, do you know what you want to major in and what do you want to study once you get to East Carolina?
I'm trying to do biology. I'll be majoring in biology because you never know what may happen in basketball. You can get injured or it may be not be your time, you know. So I want to have plan B in case basketball is not the thing. But, of course, I'll be doing both, focusing on basketball, focusing in studying. But I'll be doing biology. After my four-year biology degree, I'll try to pursue for medicine. I'll try to do the MCAT, the test for medicine. Then I'll try to study for medicine. Because my dad is he's a doctor. My mom, she's like an obstetrician, like a nurse. So they've been encouraging me to do this career, and I've seen how they work. I like medicine.
Valentino, you talk about your aspirations to go to med school. East Carolina has an excellent med school, the ECU Brody School of Medicine, and I'm sure that's something you may have already talked about on your visit.
Yeah, I already talked about that with the administration, but I don't know where I would do the study, actually, medicine. But yeah, I'll consider East Carolina because they tell me it's a great spot. But it's not too great for international people. So I have to look for it, like other options maybe. But I have to consider it.
I've really enjoyed the visit this morning, Valentino. Appreciate you carving out some time for us. And appreciate you bearing with us through our technical difficulties. But have enjoyed the chat. And let's allow Pirate Nation, as we're wrapping things up, to get to know you more on a personal level, away from the court and the game of basketball. You know, what are your interests? I know you recently spent several days down in Peru. So just tell us about your taste in music, food, movies, television shows, and things of that nature.
Well, yeah, I told you I was visiting my family and friends in Peru. The last time I went there, I was like, 11. It was like 7 years ago, so I really needed to go there. I also like listening to music, watching, I don't know, Netflix shows. I like shows. I also like maybe like Rick and Morty, those type of shows. Movies also, like, I don't know, it doesn't come out to my mind right now, but from food, I also like Peruvian dishes. They're really, really good. Spanish dishes, they're good too, but I really love Peruvian dishes because my dad and my mom, as you know, they're from Peru. So they've been cooking for me Peruvian dishes my whole life. So this time I actually went to Peru after a long time. It was really good because I could try a lot more of dishes from Peru. Favorite show on Netflix? I'd say Stranger Things because I just saw the two chapters that came out yesterday, and it's really good. Also like Peaky Blinders, BoJack Horseman. I don't know. They're really good shows too.
Thanks so much again for your time. I really appreciate you spending a half hour with us and allowing Pirate Nation to get to know you. We look forward to seeing you play over the next several years. Safe travels as you come to Greenville here within the next month, and we look forward to getting to know you once you arrive on campus.
Yeah, thank you too for the interview too. I'll be there by mid-August because I have the national team. So as soon as I can, I'll be East Carolina. So I'm really looking forward to it. I really want to start college, but I need to take care of things with my national team before. So yeah, that's thank you for the interview. Let's go, Pirates.
Pirate Nation, that is Valentino Pinedo of Madrid, Spain, and one of the latest additions to this East Carolina men's basketball roster as we move into the 22-23 season under Mike Schwartz and staff. We certainly appreciate you tuning in. We encourage you to follow us on social media, on Twitter and TikTok at TheSportsOBJ, on Instagram at The Sports Objective. Like and follow us on Facebook and subscribe to our YouTube channel. But for the entire Sports Objective team, have an excellent 4th of July weekend, and we'll be talking to you real soon. And as always, go Pirates! My heart is